Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Thank you, Doug. All right, let's go to the callers. Ethan is going to lead us off here in the 3 o'clock. Ethan, what's going on, buddy?
Fellas, thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I agree so much with you, Mike, on the point that this isn't just about the fact that the Tigers are doing what they're doing, and I'll give you a stat in just a second, but the Twins, it's a free fall, a complete and total free fall. And I know they've dealt with some injuries, but it gets to a point where how affected are you mentally as a team where you just feel like we cannot get this done? And the stat that I wanted to give you is since August, I believe it was 18th, August 18th, the Tigers are 18-9 and the Twins are the exact inverse. They are 9-18
right
since that day.
It's incredible because the 18-9, look, that's fine. Tigers got hot in a short span. Do you know how bad you got to be 9-18 as a team that's an alleged playoff team?
And that goes right back to my point about at some point in time, that starts to get to your mental psyche. Like, we can't do this. We're not going to do this. And the big part is, and I understand, you know, the numbers say the 14% or whatever, and I guarantee you just hit on it before you guys went to the commercial break that does have to do with that tiebreaker. You're essentially 2.5 out right now. Not 1.5. You have to beat the Twins in order to get in. However, I don't know. I mean, a win tonight with a Twins loss tonight, which again is asking for a lot. But if they get within that half game, I'm just straight up going to say they're doing it. I think they're doing it as of right now. And it's just incredible. I mean, the fact that I get to watch a Detroit team with Super Bowl aspirations on Sundays and then a team that, now, do you want your team? Do you want the Yankees playing this team in the playoffs if the Tigers do get in? I don't think this is a team that anybody's looking at it and saying, "Oh yeah, I really hope they get in so we can play the hottest team in baseball over the last 2 months."
Ethan, I agree with you. I think this is the one team that you don't want because, yeah, let's face it, you're gonna probably start off losing the first game because Scooble's gonna be in game
now,
one.
Now let me answer.
Well, Rico, Mike, listen, Rico touched on it. He made a very good point about the fact that this is the team, this is the UCLA team that made a run to the Final Four, beating teams that they had no bit, my Wolverines included, because they were a young team and they just went out. They didn't know any better. This Tigers team doesn't know any better.
But
they're
does
just
this
playing
team,
out of their mind.
But unlike that team, this team doesn't have a little Bob Marley.
That's very true.
The point guard. What was his name? Remember, oh, we used
I
to.
I can't remember Mike, but I know exactly with the dreadlock.
Yeah, Tiger. Was it Tiger?
Tiger Campbell.
There, yeah.
Yeah,
but no,
there we go.
Ethan,
we go.
Ethan, listen, there are two sides to the coin with the Yankees thing. Now, I will tell you, I believe my team is a collection of choke artists. So in that sense, if it gets me what I want, which is the Tigers helping us, we have a business to run, and I get Cashman and Boone gone, I wouldn't exactly be against it. Now, if I leave out all bias and I just go, okay, who would I want to put? No, obviously, I'd love to welcome you guys to New York.
Really?
Yeah. Please, come on, dude. The playoffs are a whole different thing. This isn't Arizona last year. I'm sorry. It's not. You cannot sell me on...
No, it doesn't happen all the time.
They got a couple nice young players, but let's not get carried away. No, there ain't a Corbin Carroll on this team.
It doesn't happen all the time, but yeah, occasionally you get the Arizona, you get the St. Louis Cardinals, you get those teams that hit playoff mode.
It can happen.
The month before.
It because can
the
line, happen.
That's where the Tigers have been, in playoff mode. They can't afford to just lose five or six games. Their season will be over. So every night they have to bring it, and it just becomes ingrained in them and it becomes a pattern. It becomes a habit.
And Ethan's point, losing's a habit.
It is.
And the Twins are shaky. And again, I'm not asking you guys to turn on their games. Leave that for us. The point I'm making is you can see this team gripping. You can see them fold in a big moment, and it's happening routinely. And I mean, I go back to last weekend. There is no scenario the level of quit that I saw in that team in an 11-1 loss to Cincinnati. Like, guys, if you don't want to be here, just do us all a solid and alert. You know, if I were a Twins fan, can you imagine us doing Twins radio? Chair drops everywhere.
Yeah, man, we'd be talking Vikings.
Probably,
yeah, that would just be depressing.
Go to Joe 97.1. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Mikey V, how you doing? Rico, how you doing?
Hey, Joseph, what's the good word?
Go green. There's not a lot of us, but go green.
There are a lot of us. We're at work.
I know, right? I get it. You know what's funny? Like, you know, I'm 42 today. So, like, you know, 18 years ago in 2006, we had like a 10-game lead against, who was it?
Minnesota. 09.
Minnesota. And we lost it. We ended up going to the World Series, and that's fine. But, like, I see that same collapse with Minnesota right now because the way they were losing, it was kind of, you know, and again, like, I don't remember yesterday, let alone 18 years ago, but, like, I remember, like, the Tigers just folding down the stretch. And that's kind of exactly what Minnesota's doing. And I've never seen anything like this. You know, when you sell Flaherty. You know, Olsen comes in yesterday, gives up a bomb, a grand slam to Bobby Witt, right? And, you know, and for them to come back, it just goes to show you, like you were talking about Rocco Baldelli, Michael, it goes to show you how much better of a manager A.J. Hinch is and how great of a pitching coach Chris Flitter is.
Yeah, like, and I know it won't happen because the world doesn't work this way, but I mean, Joe, with all sincerity, I think it's an absolutely fair conversation to have A.J. Hinch along with Stephen Vogt in the manager of the year conversation, whether they get in the playoffs or not. What has AJ been given? This is why I laugh at a lot of this. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. AJ should genuflect in front of Scott Harris because he gave him Mark Hanna. I mean, seriously.
No, I know.
Hey, AJ, we're selling at the deadline. I'm bringing up Frank Salmon. What?
Dude, I love you guys' drops and everything. And it's funny, you know, but you're right about that. Anyway, like, you know, as far as like, you know, we got guys like I'm looking at guys like Parker Meadows becoming to his own. I think the next 5 years we're going to be a great team. Whether, you know, if they spend, oh, well, we would hope so. But, you know, we have such a great young core. Just to see what Riley did, Green did the other day, Robinette, we lost the game. But when he Robinette home run.
How about, you know, the two-run bomb this weekend? I mean, look, he's making difference-making plays. He's clearly the centerpiece for you. We got to keep him healthy. Cole Keith, obviously, it's been up and down, but he's shown in long stretches he can hit the baseball. Parker Meadows is a plus, a very high war player. Even if the bat normalizes the defense. Look, I can put him in my starting nine every day and not worry about him. And hell, even if he's in the bottom third, he's still a gold glove caliber outfielder. Look, I don't want to hear this winter, whether they're in the playoffs or not, that the core's not here. It's time to spend.
Well, and I'm going to give you credit, Mike, because you you went through and you did the research finding out that they had the player on the team with the negative WAR who basically hurt you every time he was out there. And once they removed that player, surprise, surprise, you started winning games.
It's crazy. No, and I don't think it's just that.
No, it's not. That's oversimplification.
I do operate a spite store with Javi Baez because I never wanted him here in the first place. So I'm sorry. Look, I have an 0-2 football team. I'm very fragile right now. Just give me that win. That's my win.
We all can't be privileged and be a 2-0 team.
David.
But according to people, I have no real quarterbacks.
Saying you're privileged. So.
You don't. You just won a game 3-0.
I'll take it. Ugly wins is still a win. I'll take it.
You're privileged.
Honestly, Rico is kind of paying the piper for all the privilege.
Yeah, he
now
is.
Now CMC's dead. Debo just got reported to be out a few weeks. And I will say on behalf of the entire city of Detroit, you just hate to see it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.